Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Geese. No Goosies. That's
next. We playing Goosies or No Goosies?
It's Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursdays. I thought today was Wednesday.
Nope.
Goosies.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Still awaiting any decision from LeBron James. Nothing new as of right now. Still same old, same old. That's where we're at right now. In the meanwhile, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to our favorite Thursday game. And that game is known as Goosies, No Goosies. Jennifer will give us some topics. You tell us what we got, J-Fig, and we'll tell you whether or not it gets us goosed up.
Well, I have a good feeling about this one, simply because you guys love the stuff.
Love the stuff.
Javier Sanoja Bobblehead Day is on Sunday. How do you guys feel about
Javier Sanoja Bobblehead Day?
Having your own bobblehead.
I mean, I would like my own bobblehead. That'd be kind of cool, but
I have one.
It looks cool. He's got a gold glove on it because he got the gold glove last year. Yeah.
You have you have one, Leroy?
You have a bobblehead?
Like
with the
shoulder
with the shoulder pad?
I'm gonna go see.
All right. Well, don't hurt yourself, though.
Yeah, don't take forever now.
Do it later.
Yeah.
No,
do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Bring it in tomorrow. You have enough time. By the time you find it, it'll be tomorrow.
I think I would have the Goosies if not for a 9-game losing streak. I cannot get goosed up for anything Goosies. Marlins, even though I'm happy for Javier Sanoja because he's probably one of my favorite players on the team. But, you know.
If he's your favorite player, he's your favorite player.
Yeah, but 9 straight, dude. You have a hand in
it. I like Sanoja. I like that he has a bobblehead doll with the gold glove. I have the Goosies.
Goosies. All right, good for you.
Wow.
Jennifer, you got the Goosies?
I have the Goosies. Hopefully, you know, maybe after this, you know, they get their spark back.
Goosies. That would be nice.
You never know.
I would enjoy a spark back.
Mm-hmm.
Vlad, you got the Goosies for Javier Sanoja?
He said Leroy's bobblehead is a milk dud.
Wow.
No, I'm actually no goosies, bro. Y'all lost 9 in a row. Ain't, I don't want no damn bobblehead. What am I going to do with it?
It's just not the time for it.
Yeah, that's not a good – I'm sorry. The promo's not running.
I mean, it was
right
planned
time.
Before the season.
No goosies.
Literally. Nah, well, tough. You shouldn't lose
it to, change it to another day.
Yeah. Can't be losing 9
so if
in a row.
So if they were – if it was the end of June
– you work it
if
out.
If it was the end of June, you'd be fine?
Oh, if it was end of June.
That'd be amazing.
I would want 3 of them.
Yep. Goosies galore.
Oh, collector's items.
Dave Zapp says, I still have my Kevin Millar one in the box. I think I have like 3 Kevin Millar bobbleheads from that game we went to. I love Kevin Millar, dude. What's number 2, Jennifer?
All right, guys. Well, we have John Harbaugh's first Giants speech.
All right. John Harbaugh yesterday, they released his first speech to his team. Here's what he had to say.
Welcome, man. Good to see everybody here. You excited?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm
nervous. A little nervous?
Nope.
Huh? A little nervous? A little nervous, man. I'm nervous. Excited, nervous, you know? Nervous like a full game almost, Mason. Get this thing kick off. Standing up here in front of the New York Giants. The New York Giants. This is a New York Giants sitting in this room. The New York Giants. Wow. It's an honor. It's an honor to stand in front of this room right now. And I know those coaches back there feel the same way, right, coaches?
Sergio.
It's an honor, man. We've been working, haven't we? We've been working early and we're late getting ready for today. Today. Sitting in this chair, this seat, getting to work, getting started, our beginning. Because this is where it all begins, together.
Want to end.
Anybody had gout before?
Can I just
that
say
was
this?
So awkward.
That was so bad.
No that, goosies.
That was I would have left the room.
No goosies.
Like, it wouldn't even woke me up from my sleep.
It's like, we know we're at work, coach. Thanks.
Like, he's more
how many times did he have to say New York Giants?
He just kept saying New York Giants.
New York
and we're
Giants.
Working. Yeah, we know
can
we're
I
at
just say this. I didn't realize he was there until he started talking, and I saw the Giant on his shirt.
You forgot?
I forgot. I forgot.
And I literally
and
said Giant, too.
After that speech, I'll forget until I see him on the side.
We may have dodged a bullet, because I thought we all thought we were going to get Harbaugh. We thought we were going to get John
no,
Harbaugh.
Here.
You mean dodge a bullet? Relax.
We may have dodged a bullet.
No, you didn't.
That's a terrible speech.
Hey, don't,
wait.
I'll take a terrible speech with a
listen,
Super Bowl title.
I'll tell you who was the worst at it. Belichick was the worst at it, but it didn't take away from how great of a coach he was. You see what I'm saying? So, like, that is not an indication of the work that he'll be able to do.
It's not an indication of the work he's able to do. Some guys lose their fastball.
No, not coaching. You ain't doing nothing for
him. He's not as charismatic as his brother. I mean, that's the you know, that's for sure.
Well, because his I'm telling you, his brother is a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body.
But everybody likes when Jim talks. Like, John has never been like the most.
Well, because you don't know what the hell he gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody's funny. Gonzalo, our 1987 said he kept on repeating it for Scatter.
What team we on?
That's funny.
Cam?
Like, here's a
four.
Like
Witcher.
We played with a guy who was kind of like that.
What, dumb?
No, just kind of gave that appearance. He was smart as hell. But we played with a guy like that. But no. He was also a moose. So you go say that. Ain't nobody going to be afraid to go up to Scatterboo, right?
Why do you feel – here's the thing. I like Hard Knocks. I really enjoy shows like Hard Knocks. This has become a very chic thing. Like, every team now wants to put out their own version of Hard Knocks. Remember the Dolphins did it last year?
That's why, because, yeah.
The Dolphins were going to put out – they put out Under the Sun, right? And they never released episode 2 because they went on a 4-game losing streak.
Nobody wants to watch your teams.
I want to know what's on that footage.
Look, they'll never show when they're on a losing streak. But once they win, oh, they'll show everything in a win.
There's
when they're losing?
Nobody's got the keys. Like, nobody's gotten fired from the Dolphins who was able to leak an episode. Can we find out, like, what it was like when the things were going real? Like, when they lost to the Browns by 30. Can Miami, we get the footage of that?
The Miami Heat social media team did not work for the Dolphins.
I'm telling you, this idea that everyone's got to do Hard Knocks, that you don't have to do your version of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, like, you do.
I don't think you do.
You do?
You don't. He doesn't have that in him. He's not that guy. If it was Man Campbell, if the Lions wanted to have their own Hard Knocks, they got Man Campbell. He could do it. Know who they tried to do it at the, remember, how was it? It was the Cardinals with Jonathan Gannon as the head coach.
Wasn't that? Okay, yeah.
And it was like, he's just, he wasn't ready for that. He wasn't ready for to be Hard Knocks coach.
Well, here's the
thing. Well, you need a coach that has
the cachet. Something.
Right.
What about New England Hard Knocks?
He's hard knocking all right.
No chance.
Listen, I would do a new. I would watch a New England Hard Knocks, but I wouldn't want to watch the team. I would.
Yeah, exactly.
I would want to know the inner goings of the marriage of the Vrabels and the Rossinis.
I believe that the Patriots are going to have a terrible year. I mean, because it's just like. That's how it normally happens. The losing team of the Super Bowl usually doesn't have a very good year the next year because of the schedule. They had the easiest schedule in the league last year, and now it's going to be a little more difficult. But how much of that is everybody going to put on the coach and his summer?
Oh, it definitely will. Yeah, right. It definitely will.
But that won't be why.
Well, we'll see.
It really won't be why, but that's what we're going to go to. Leroy addressed, like, he asked people if they have a cigarette.
You asking for Lucy's? Jeez, man. You asking for Lucy's? That's crazy.
So we all are gooseless from John Harbaugh. We agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No Gooseys. No Gooseys. No
Gooseys. Now, I tell you who used to get you.
No Gooseys.
Believe it or not, is Coach Green.
I can believe it.
He would get you. He ain't even hardly talk during practice. But in that meeting room and the night before the game, ooh, he'd get you going.
We didn't learn it until he was on the he was the Cardinals coach, though.
You want to crown the ass? Go ahead and crown him.
I'm telling you, I've only seen I've only seen that Denny Green that you guys saw maybe twice, and it was during practice. And he shut practice down. Because it was so bad. And so from that standpoint, even when we weren't playing very well, he never got, you know, that mad.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
He was angry.
So bad.
He was pissed.
How bad did they lose to the Bears?
They did it. Huh? It was 17-16. They had the lead, and they let the Bears come back.
So were the Bears bad?
No. Well, the Bears were good that year. They went to the Super Bowl, but their offense wasn't great. What lost them the game, the Cardinals, they kept on punting it to Devin Hester, and he kept on returning it for a touchdown.
Terrible idea.
I don't think the offense scored a touchdown in that game. I think they were down like 17-0. They were down by a lot. And their defense, I think it was a special teams touchdown and maybe a Mike Brown interception.
That was the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just said that.
With Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the Cardinals team that had Emmitt Smith?
No, it had Matt Leinart.
Oh.
It had Leinart.
No wonder he was so
angry. I believe
angry.
It had Leinart at that time.
No wonder he was so angry. Yeah. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we have a Fry face-off, guys.
Okay.
We have which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
McDonald's. That's no question.
Well,
I would go with
what
Chick-fil-A.
What number ranking do you think they actually got?
McDonald's got to be number one. If it's not number one, this fry list.
I go Chick-fil-A.
No, that's not fries. That's waffle fries.
Waffle fries? That can't be number one.
It's still fries.
Ain't number one, man. Come on, man.
I'm going to go number two, McDonald's.
Nah, McDonald's number one.
I'm just saying what the list is. I think the list will have somebody cute, like, you know, something like that.
Well, you know what? They got cute, guys, because I would say the same thing, number one.
Who the hell is better than McDonald's fries?
Apparently a taco shop.
What taco shop?
Del Taco.
Man, Del D's.
What the hell is Del Taco?
I've been to Del Taco. I've never been there. Del Taco's, it's all right. Their fries stink.
And they're also like the crinkle fries or whatever.
I do like a crinkle fry.
I don't like those.
I like a crinkle fry. They do got
crinkle fries, but it's not bad. Their fries are not even better than In-N-Out fries.
In-N-Out does crinkle fries, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
Wait, McDonald's not number one?
McDonald's is not number one.
And this list is BS.
Enough of this list. In-N-Out is not even top five.
What?
Yeah. So we have McDonald's ranking at number four.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Four?
Number two is Farmer Boys.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. They're the crispy fries.
The hell's a Farmer Boys?
From Oregon and Washington.
Oh,
but that's why.
That's not nationwide, though.
But, like, I've never seen it, and I've been to Washington.
I'm not going to the damn Northwest for no damn fries.
You don't get to count. Like, you need to be national.
West for In-N-Out Burger.
And A I'll go and West for In-N-Out Burger.
Who?
Number three.
Wait, what was number three?
BMW?
A&W.
Isn't that a root beer?
A&W.
I know, it is.
Isn't that a root beer?
Yes.
What the hell are root beer doing in fries?
Don't know. Number four is McDonald's. Number five is Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's got a good fries.
Yeah, somebody just said
it. I feel like they're good.
That's an out west.
Kind of...
That's an out west list.
Yeah, that's
all
BS.
All those places are out west.
That's BS. You didn't even put Five Guys. Yeah, you didn't include
Five Guys is number six.
Five Guys got some good fries and peanuts.
Five Guys just give you a lot of fries.
I love it. Right in the bag.
Number just everything in the bag.
Seven is Golden Chick.
I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm. Never heard of that.
Never heard
life.
Of that.
Mm-mm. Number Chicken eight. Joy. Is Chick-fil-A.
That should be higher.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Should be higher.
Number nine is Checkers and Rallies.
That's not bad. No, those fries are good.
Pretty good.
Those are good.
Slept on.
Yo, late night? Nothing around? That thing saves you, bro.
You know what I like? You know what Checkers does that I like? I went to a Checkers recently when I was calling the fights in Japan. The Japanese fight, it wasn't done until 1 in the morning, but there's a Checkers right outside the boxing studio.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, but they have an AI. They have like an AI. What can I get you? And it's accurate. I love it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, they should do this everywhere.
They've been closing down Checkers, though.
I know.
Nah, man.
This one's been there forever. It's the one in Deerfield. It's...
Is it you? By the way, there's not that many that you could tell which ones are like where. Like there's one on Miramar and
there
Palm.
Used to be one by the on Biscayne closer to the arena, but I think it closed down.
That one's been closed down.
Has it been?
Yeah.
There was a Burger King that was there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, number 10.
What's number 10?
Is In-N-Out, by the way.
I'm sad.
Which is crazy. But
this
like,
list sucks.
Yeah, very much.
The
good.
Order sucks.
It ain't accurate.
Put it this way. I'm salty about this list.
It seems like a West Coast list.
I'm salty about this list. I mean,
Schmeathen says, Tobin, you don't have to tell us you've been to Checkers recently. We can tell. he's such a bastard.
And then Dates Out. Tobin looks like he enjoys a big Buford.
Dude, they're a tag team.
Who doesn't love a big Buford?
They're a tag team.
And I would say to you, the fact that you know what he would like, me and your big ass is over there too.
Number one, the old fastball. Checkers have been down here forever, though.
No, you should.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Checkers. But no Goosies. Terrible list.
Terrible.
It's not a good list.
It's not
terrible
a list.
List.
No Goosies by all of us?
No.
All right.
No Goosies.
A gooseless.
No Goosies.
A gooseless list.
No Goosies.
Like, in order, and here's what I like about McDonald's. Fries. One of the things I like about best. McDonald's fries,
it's the best.
Always crispy.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a wet noodle McDonald's fry.
Mm-hmm.
That is number one on the list.
Man. You know you can.
That's what I like.
We gotta have you stay hydrated, champ.
Yeah, what's going on?
I think you need a little water.
It might. You know, I did have a tube down my throat.
That's true.
So. Hey, you.
That's true.
You know, the talking about
that's
food
what they
might
do for surgery. Dude.
The talking about food is making them hungry.
Definitely.
It's definitely.
Yeah, but you know why I haven't even been that hungry? Because it's too much work to fix something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I get you.
I feel bad for it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more for this.
The Tobin and Leroy Show is sponsored by Miami Lake.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.